Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
I just read a bedtime story to my kids called The Little Tree. The book is about a tree that was planted at the same time as a bunch of other trees. In the beginning, the trees were all little while they were growing. And every fall, while the other trees would shed their leaves, this one little tree would hold on tight to its leaves. It didn't want to lose its leaves. And then winter would come around and all the other trees had no leaves and they were shivering in the cold. But this tree was warm because he held on to his leaves, even though they were, you know, brown and wilting. And then spring would come around and all the other trees would get brand new green leaves. But this little tree had the same old leaves he had before. And this happened season after season, year after year. And eventually the other tree started growing and growing and growing. And this little tree stayed very small. And then finally, one year, at the request of all the animals in the area, this little tree decided to finally shed its leaves. And it experienced the cold winter for the first time. And the next spring, it grew new leaves. And then over time, it started to grow and to grow and to grow, and it became the same size as the other trees. I thought that was a pretty deep story for a children's book. I was, like, really into it. Because it's true, and I assume this is the message they're trying to convey. You never know for sure, but you know, this whole idea of shedding your old identity to embrace a new identity. That's something that a lot of people struggle with, because it's not very straightforward, right? The idea that you, to become the person that you want to become, you have to shed the identity of the person that you used to be. Because you can't be both people at once. You can't be who you are now and who you want to become at the same time. And a lot of times, although we intellectually acknowledge that we want to become somebody else, we want to be a different person, or a better version of ourselves, and we can intellectually identify what that looks like. We can visualize what that looks like. We can paint ourselves a picture of the kind of person that we want to become. But at the same time, we hold on to our leaves. And we're not willing to let go of the person that we are today, of the qualities that we possess now, of the way that people see us today, or certain habits that we have, or certain things that we do, or certain people that we associate with. We're not willing to let go of these things. And as a result, we're not going to grow. We're not going to become the people that we want to be, because we're too stuck in our old ways and too attached to our old identities. That's something to think about. Again, the way you do that is easier said than done, right? It's not easy to shed your old identity and to embrace a new one. But I think the thing to think about here is think about the person you want to become and ask yourself, what is it that you're doing now? What is it about your life? Whether it's, you know, things like the company that you keep or the habits that you have or the mindset or the outlook or the worldview that you have or the work that you do. Like, what is it about the way things are right now that's keeping you the way you are, that's holding you back from becoming the person you want to become? And then make a difficult decision that either you prefer the way things are now, or you prefer the way you want things to be. And if you prefer the way that you want things to be, then you got to make the hard decision of shedding the identity that you have now in the hopes that you're going to grow into a better one.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.